joined by player coach of the Manchester Storm, Omar Pasha, after a fantastic road victory in Dundee last night. Manchester Storm skidding away with a 6-2 victory. Pash, your thoughts?
It's a great game overall. A big 2 points. Guys competed hard. I thought that first period we conceded real early, but the guys stuck to the system, and you know, we got a 4-1 lead after that first period, and then we just played some good solid road hockey. I think we still made some mistakes, but we'll be able to correct that this week and move forward to Sunday.
Real collective effort over the last 10-11 games, as all of the fans I'm sure have noticed as well. What do you put that down to?
I think it's everybody just competing hard and buying in, and you know, realizing that at this point of the year we have to come together as a group, and we've done that for the last 10 games. And you know, some individuals have stepped up, but at the same time, I truly believe it's a collective thing here in Manchester. Guys are really working hard together. And you know, one night you'll have the Vinny line doing really, really well, and then the other night you'll have somebody else step up, the Valchak line or the Davies line. So it's production from the three lines, which is great. And our D-Core are playing a lot better with a bit more confidence too. But that comes down to you know, everybody helping out each other, from the forwards to the defense and the defense to the forwards, and also Zane kicking back there, which is great.
Just mentioned Zane. I mean, over the last 10-11 games, he's been a real standout for us.
He's been awesome. He's been great, great team guy, great leader in that dressing room. Guys really, really appreciate him a lot, and he's stepped up his game. I think the last few games here, he's been really one of the better goaltenders in the league, and that makes a big difference. I think even guys play with a lot more confidence in front of him, and he's seen. I think we're better defensively in front of him, which is great. He's getting that. He's stopping that first puck, and we're clearing the rebounds a bit better than we were at the beginning of the year. So that helped him out a bit. But he's been making saves that you know maybe he shouldn't have, which is great for us. And even yesterday, you know, he had a breakaway with I think 7-8 minutes left. He made a big glove save to keep the score 5-2. But that's what he's there for, to help us out and to bail out the boys at times.
What's the plans this week then? Obviously, at this time of year, often you hear you saying a lot, rest is a weapon, and most definitely at this time of the year.
Yeah, it is. There's no secret. Guys are banged up, but that's a thing for every team. Every team's banged up at this point. But for us, it's important now. We're, you know, we had our hard schedule in January where we played so many games and in a very few nights where we had 6-7 forwards and 4 defensemen. So, you know, at this time, let's get the rest that we need for this last 5 games that are really, really important. And I'm sure by doing that, we'll be ready for Sunday and, you know, a good week of practice. And I look forward to that big game on Sunday.
Then, of course, on Friday evening, we've got the Escape of the Storm, where all the fans are invited down to Silver Blades here in Altrincham. Those are always great events as well.
That's going to be good. You know, I'm not the best guy to teach people how to skate because I'm a terrible skater, but I'm sure guys will enjoy it with the fans, and it's always a great event when you get to, you know, skate with the fans, and I'm sure the guys will enjoy it, have a few laughs, and you know, have a good night, and then we'll get some rest Saturday and be ready for Sunday.
Yeah, no game on Saturday, but we'll be sat here waiting for the 5 Flyers, expecting a big crowd coming down from Kirkcaldy as well. It's going to be a cracking atmosphere inside the Storm Shelter on Sunday for a huge, huge game, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a big game for both teams. You know, there's a bit of bad blood between us two teams, which is great for the fans. And I think at this point of the year, we're more focused on the 2 points, but it's going to be a physical affair. I think they're going to come in here with a good game plan, be ready, because that's it's obviously their biggest game of the season, but at the same time, it's ours, and we've been hot, they've been hot, so it's going to be an exciting game. And I can tell you right now, all the guys are already looking forward to Sunday. It's at this point of the year, sometimes guys actually want to play a bit more, which is weird, and they don't want to practice as much, but it is what it is, and we'll be ready for Sunday.
Okay, folks, you can get your tickets by calling the box office on 0161 926 8782. That's 0161 926 8782, or by visiting the Storm Club website, www.manchesterstorm.com. We will see you all either on Friday evening here for Skate with the Storm from 6:30 onwards, or on Sunday, 5 o'clock face-off against the Fife Flyers.